morning, Pod Chasers, and happy December 2nd. It is me, Allison, the host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment together. So today we do have a lot to talk about. I hope everybody watched the first episode of Real Housewives of Orange County. It premiered yesterday. Well, I should say the first episode of this season, because that's where we're going to start with today. But before we do that, I just read a headline that is really throwing me off because I have never seen The Sopranos. And I'll be honest, I don't have any interest in seeing The Sopranos. I just don't feel like it's my type of show. It's not a show for Allison. But I did see this headline, and it's what I would like to discuss. Lady Gaga reflects on her Sopranos acting debut, : I didn't know how to listen in a scene. Excuse me? Lady Gaga was in a 2001 episode of The Sopranos. And she says, when I look back on that scene, I can see exactly what I did wrong. Girl, what? She booked a background gig as, quote, girl at swimming pool number 2 on season 3, episode 9. So if you are a Sopranos fan, or maybe you're one of those people that decided in quarantine, you know what, I'm going to watch The Sopranos, keep an eye out for Gaga. And let me know, because I won't be watching, let me know if she says, Father, Son, House of Gucci. I've been practicing, and that's all I keep saying to everybody in my life. Father, Son, House of Gucci. Okay, now let's get into the topics at hand.
Oh my goodness.
She said that.
Nicole.
Sued her husband.
Are you kidding me right now, Gina?
I'm done. I want to talk to Heather.
You're trash.
This is a disaster.
No, there's no filming.
It's over.
No.
I'm kicking everyone out of my house.
So, Real Housewives of Orange County premiered the new season yesterday. We have three new housewives. Well, I guess like two new housewives. So we have Dr. Jen Armstrong, who is a plastic an injector. You know what? I don't really know exactly what her title is, but I know that she can make you look real good if you're interested. And I'm not against that. And Noella Bergener, who I'm very interested in. And I'll tell you why. Because Noella is going to bring the messy marriage drama this season. Because before the show even premiered, I think they were 1 month into filming, Noella and her husband, aka Sweet James Bergener, who we heard about in the premiere, filed for divorce, filed for separation. And that's because, well, I actually don't know the exact reason why, but there's a report that he also owes like the IRS and the state of California just under $6 million in taxes. So that's going to be discovered throughout the season. And I can't wait. They started filming, I believe, like the first week of July. And this all kind of came to be end of July, beginning of August. So this isn't even like wait the whole season a la Erica or Jen Shaw. This is like going to happen quick, and I do think Noella is going to be like a good character to follow. It seems like she's got some fight in her, so I can't wait. You know how the ladies like to tussle. It's a TikTok joke for those of you. And then we have Dr. Jen Armstrong, who I said I feel like we didn't really get a full like understanding of who she is. She's got like a hot husband, can give you Botox, which we love, and seems very impressive overall. Went to like school in Hawaii, which I always just like respect people who decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to school in Hawaii, because those are people that get it. My third act, I'd love to open up an ice cream shop in Hawaii. It's open from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take an hour and a half for lunch breaks, and we close early if we sell out. So that's kind of like the dream for me. Maybe I need to take a page out of Dr. Jen Armstrong's book. I don't know. And then of course, there's Fancy Pants, Heather Dubrow, who is back. I loved Heather when she was on the show 5 years ago, and I love Heather today. Her new house is, I was trying to think about it. It might be the nicest house on all of Housewives. I think it beats Villa Rosa. The way it is, just, it's a monstrosity to, like, the degree that it's just completely unnecessary. But at the same time, like, you don't care because it's Heather. And Heather is just a fantastic television character. I'm so happy to have her back. She brings, like, a level of class and also, like, I'm gonna, like, ruin you in a good way. Like, the way that she just so subtly tore Shannon apart by saying she paid for her bill when Shannon was blackout drunk and forgot her wallet. I love her for that. I also, speaking of Shannon, hate her. I just don't like this woman. I've never liked her. Even with the Dos Amigas gone and we have like our new Tres Amigas, I'll be honest, I never want to hear that those words again. And the fact that Emily and Gina are, like, trying to make a Tres Amigas with Shannon, it's like, girls, you're better off without her. Like, leave her. Let her be. Shannon, I have a lot of questions about, a lot of concerns about. A lot of flashbacks to, like, Shannon blackout drunk at, like, Bronwyn's vow renewal. She supposedly met Jen Armstrong. She didn't remember her. I don't think this is going to be a good season for Shannon. I don't think so, but has there ever really been a good season for Shannon? I ask you that. And also, I'll just say this, guys. If you are a fan of Housewives and maybe you fell off of the OC train, which I don't blame you. Like, there's been some really difficult seasons to sit through, and I know a lot of people actually sat out last season, and I totally understand that. I feel it in my bones that this is going to be a good season, and I think it's a good one for you to, like, hop back into if you're willing. At least we don't have, like, Kelly Dodd anymore, right? And we don't have to listen to Vicky scream. Elizabeth Vargas is a distant memory. Bronwyn, gone, bye. I think that this could be a good one. I'm excited to see Gina and Shannon and Heather kind of become this self-hating thruple. It seems like Gina might bond with Heather and Shannon will get jealous. And again, I don't really like Shannon, so I'm okay with it. But time will tell. And again, if you fell off of OC, but you're like, should I get back on? Just give it a test run. See how you feel. You don't have to commit, but maybe you'll like it. Okay, let's move on to the next bit of news.
Smile, congratulations, the world now knows. We just found out less than 24 hours ago. How does that sound? You are the new Bachelor.
Oh, I still get chills hearing that. It doesn't feel real at times, but I was so incredibly honored and just, yeah, humbled to have had the experience, learned a lot about myself, and it has been quite the journey.
Clayton Eckard is officially the Bachelor, and we already knew that because, as I talked about in yesterday's episode, Tuesday's episode of The Bachelorette ended with a preview for his season. And then on Wednesday, GMA announced him officially, which is just hilarious because we already knew. We've known forever. The host, Jesse Palmer, posted an Instagram with him. We've known about filming for a very long time. It's just so funny that I think, again, like I said yesterday, the worst kept secret in television was that Clayton was the Bachelor, but we get to see him actually kind of own his new title. So he spoke on Good Morning America about his time on the show, and I'm always interested when people do these, like, kind of first interviews because they're always asked, like, are you engaged? Did you find love? And that is what I want to talk about. Clayton did say, I did find love. I was a little skeptical going into the whole journey, but I'm so pleasantly surprised that things worked out so much different than I thought. Again, I'm just so excited to watch it back and have everyone else watch it as well. He also says he was incredibly honored and humbled to have been on the show, and he, quote, learned a lot about himself, and it's been quite the journey. So to me, it sounds like he could be engaged, probably is engaged. I do wonder, though, I did find love and he learned a lot about himself. I always wonder, I'm like, well, did you, like, find love with yourself? Like, are you like, I learned to love myself again? You never know. I almost feel like that's what this show is all about now, is self-reflection. But I like Clayton, as I've said, like, I'm if it I would have loved to see Rodney as the Bachelor. I really, really would have. But I do think Clayton is a good option. I think that I kind of liked him towards the end of his time on Michelle's season. So I think it'll be interesting at least. They can finally travel again, which I am just like so thrilled about, because I feel like I'm getting claustrophobic. And yeah, I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm not really hopeful that he like finds love. I really care less about that. I'm just hopeful that the season will be good. But I'm curious what you guys think. How do you read "I did find love, but I'm so pleasantly surprised that things worked out much different than I thought"? Is he engaged? Let me know what you think. You can tweet me at AllisonPiwo or let us know on thedip.com. Use the promo code POPCHASER for 50% off your annual subscription. Okay, let's move on to the last bit of news.
I'm curious. So you mentioned the Vanderpump Rules reunion is filming this coming Friday.
Yes.
Which will be December 3rd. Will you spill tea? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, I think there are certain things that can be discussed. Mm-hmm. And there are certain things that go a little deeper that, you know, I will answer to the best of my ability.
Okay.
But, you know, unfortunately for me, my head has been in the sand. I don't know how the fuck I didn't see a lot of this shit.
Right.
So Lala Kent, this mother, she has found herself in a bit of a rough spot. If you did not know, in October, her and Randall Emmett split. I think they were together for like 5 years, which is just absolutely insane because where has time gone? Oh, I'm sorry. They have been engaged since... They met in December 2015, which honestly like blows my mind. First of all, there's a lot of rumors, a lot of videos, a lot of text threads that paint Randall in not a great light. And I just think about like Randall Emmett and this man. It's always these types of guys who, for some reason, just like they can't be happy with what they've got. And I'll say this, I think Lala is a catch. Is she intense? Yeah. Does she scare the shit out of me? Of course. But like Randall, like stepping out, get over yourself. Also, yes, I learned the phrase stepping out from the podcast Serial Season 1. If you guys remember, the lawyer for Adnan, while interviewing, I believe, Jay, I'm really like dusting off my memory from 2014. May she rest. She is no longer with us. Was talking about, did you step out? You guys remember that? That was like such a pop culture moment, a reset, a cultural reset, as they say. Anyway, Randall allegedly stepped out on Lala. You know, you can read all about that. Lala has finally like really addressed it, and she addressed it on her podcast, Give Them Lala, no longer Give Them Lala with Lala and Randall, for what it's worth. And The Dip has all of the info if you don't want to listen to it. Sam Bush pulled together everything you need to know. The biggest thing is, yes, Lala got a new tattoo. It says brand new because she used to have a tattoo that just said Rand. She talks about how she decided to get the tattoo after she found out about the pictures of, she calls them, his name we shall not mention, and the Nashville girls. So she decided on October 20th, the day of her book signing, that she was going to change the tattoo to brand new. We love a reinvention. We love a rebranding, no pun intended. And then she also talks a little bit about the VPR reunion, which is, you guys, filming on Friday, which the timing of it is not lost on me. The fact that Lala has spent this whole season in previous seasons talking about other trash men on this show who have cheated on their girlfriends and sometimes their fiancés and sometimes even their wives. The fact that we are going to, she's talked about them so much, and now she's going to have to face the music. She understands that, like, her comments did not age well, and she says she's okay with that. She is going to address as many things as she can, and says that there will be certain things that'll go a little deeper, and she'll answer them to the best of her ability. So I respect that. She says that, you know, she felt like her head was in the sand, and she doesn't know how she didn't see a lot of this stuff coming. And, you know, I think it's like when you're too close to it, sometimes you don't see it coming. But at the same time, that's a wake-up call for her when she's criticizing some of the other women on the show. So, and when I say the other women, I'm not talking about Sheena and Brock, because Brock, like, needs to really, like, GTFO. But either she's had her fair share of very opinionated takes when it comes to the other women. So I'm not against seeing her address this. But of course, at the same time, like, I do feel bad for her because she is a new mom. I think she probably thought that she was going to spend the rest of her life with this guy. So you got to have a little bit of sympathy. You got to give her sympathy. Give him Lala and give him sympathy. I don't know. That was horrible. I'm so sorry that I said that. That is it for today, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Pop Chaser. Tomorrow I will have something really special. I'm going to talk about the 12 days of Dipmas, which is something that we are doing over at The Dip. Become a subscriber, you guys. Use 50% off using the code POPCHASER. I know I say it every episode, but trust me, this is a great deal. 50% off an annual subscription is saving you a ton of money. Plus, you get really great content for it. And if you are a subscriber and you listen to tomorrow's episode, you might hear a special code that will get you a gift. So I'm just saying, now is the time. You have to be a subscriber to participate in Dipmas. Do not sleep on Dipmas, you guys. I will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode and all new headlines. And until then, I hope everyone has a fantastic Wednesday. And cheers.